live into the game, on top of a game.
Steven Soderbergh's movies often center on people operating on multiple levels at once. Think Ocean's 11. But his newest, High Flying Bird, uses that device to attack a system that is itself operating on multiple levels at once. That game on top of a game refers to the way the NBA turned its sport into a business, and more specifically, the way white owners commodified and subjugated the black athletes that drive its success. The movie takes place during an NBA lockout, with the players asking for a bigger share of the money they earn for the league, and the owners assuming that eventually everything will get back to the way they want it. In the middle is Ray Burke, a sports agent who sees how little power the players have over much of anything, including their own words and faces. But Ray, too, is operating on a different level. He doesn't just start playing his own game, he writes entirely new rules to the game everyone else thinks they're playing. High Flying Bird moves very quickly, and I ended up watching it twice. That second time, I could see how the pieces were being moved. And let me tell you, this movie is razor sharp. It exposes a system that functions on exploiting even its highly paid workers, and it's filled with reminders of the larger experience of the black athlete in our culture. Plus, we see what can happen when those in power get even the slightest hint they may not be in total control. The way Soderbergh crafts his movie is as clever as any of his heist films, and as socially incisive as his Oscar-winning Traffic. High Flying Bird is absolutely of the moment. It could easily have been ripped from the headlines, and it shows us just how much both the game and the game on top of the game must change. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
There's a high flying bird flying way up in the sky, and I wonder, looks down and she goes on by. Well, she's flying so free and easy in the sky. Lord, look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree here. Got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Now the sun, it comes up and it lights up the day. And when he gets tired,